AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Russian leaders have announced some units participating in military exercises at the Ukraine border will be returning to their bases. It adds to glimmers of hope an attack is not imminent. The White House continues its push for diplomacy.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre warned,
"We are in the window when an invasion could begin at any time."
But she added, "Washington is willing to negotiate."
That door is open for diplomacy, and this is up to President Putin. He has to make that decision.
At a meeting Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Russian Foreign Secretary Sergei Lavrov suggested continuing and expanding talks with the U.S. and its allies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The accounting firm that prepared Donald Trump's financial statements says those documents are not reliable. Mazars USA also says it's cut ties with the Trump Organization, with allegations from the New York Attorney General, Trump and his company regularly misstated asset values. Crews have located the body of one person off the North Carolina coast as they search for seven others from a plane that went down Sunday.
We have three separate debris fields now, and crews have been out searching those areas.
Sheriff Asa Buck on WCTI-TV. A Minneapolis jury will be hearing from two of the three officers charged with violating the civil rights of George Floyd. Prosecutors rested their case yesterday after emotional testimony from the teen who recorded the arrest and the final minutes of George Floyd's life. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin reacts to a judge's dismissing her libel claim against the New York Times.
This is a jury trial.
The judge says there was no proof of malice, even though a damaging editorial was clearly wrong. The U.S. women's hockey team will be headed for another Olympic showdown with Canada on Thursday. This is AP News. Love was in the air, couples getting married on Valentine's Day and likely never forgetting their anniversary date.
Outside the courthouse in Manhattan, where weddings take place, couples like John Coe, who wore white and carried a bouquet, and Will McCord were lining up to say, "I do."
Valentine's Day, special day for us, right?
Makes it easier for me. I won't, you know, forget. So yeah, I thought that, basically.
Ishmael McCormick, who was marrying Amira Guzman, knows how important it is to have a reminder. He showed up for his earlier appointment without an important document.
Very easy to remember.
Julie Walker, New York.
Pressure is building for Congress to pass legislation to curtail lawmakers' ability to speculate on the stock market after it was discovered that some were buying and selling millions of dollars worth of stock after getting warnings in 2020 about the pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.